Feedback. Looks forward. I have been getting your magazine for about a year now, and I love it. It gives me something to look forward to from month to month. I really like the Mormon ads and Mormonisms. But my favorite story was probably In Black and White, January 1998. I think it is great the way Charlotte keeps a journal. I have been keeping one for several years. I stumble sometimes, but not for long. Your story was another reminder for me to keep writing in my own journal. Angela Ekman, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. On Your Mark. I was really impressed with the article, Hitting the Mark, in the October 1997 issue. I have found the list titled Staying Close to be very helpful. Each morning I read the list, and it serves as a great reminder of how to be more in tune with the Spirit, deal with life's challenges, and have a better love for everyone. Elder David Powell, Canada, Winnipeg Mission. Wrong and Scary. I want to thank you for printing the story, Courting Disaster, in the February 1998 magazine. That young woman in the story sounded just like me, except I was only in the seventh grade. It had been that summer that I had had some problems with necking and petting. That was almost 2 years ago. I had felt bad about it until I did repent. What I had done haunted me until then, and I could totally relate to the girl in that story. I felt better after repenting, and I want to say to all of the youth that they should stay away from those kinds of situations because it is wrong and extremely scary. Name withheld, Colorado. Changed view. I didn't think a magazine could do so much good in my life. Every single issue has been a blessing. I especially thank you for Somebody's Going to Get Hurt, September 1997, and Leave It Alone, January 1995. They have completely changed my view of TV and movies. It's sad the things they show today. After reading these articles, I've committed myself to staying completely away from media that takes the Spirit away. Leave It Alone made me realize how awful some things are. I'm still working, and it's hard to give up movies I like. So thanks 1,000 times for a wonderful magazine. Name withheld, Oregon. Lessons learned. Thank you for printing the article, An Instrument in His Hands, November 1997. I have played the piano since I was about 4 or 5 years old. I am still taking lessons, and I enjoy almost every minute of it. I understand how music, if used correctly, can be another form of worship that can touch lives. Even at my age, my small musical talent has blessed my life as well as the lives of others. It is nice to hear of another person who shares my interests and feelings. Lachelle Manuel, Salt Lake City, Utah. A Scary Thing. I first want to thank you guys for printing the story, Save My Mom, in the March 1998 New Era. It really touched my heart. Recently, my parents were hospitalized in critical condition. Having parents who are sick is a scary thing. But like what the person in the story said, Jesus Christ knows our troubles and hardships. That trial made our family stronger and much closer and open with each other. Thanks to you, I'm learning a lot from each story I read. Annabelle Te, Manila, Philippines. End of the section, Feedback.